Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jeff Stone. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth, the DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting eighth, the catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Morgan. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second, the first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third, the DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Dave Clark. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth, the catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stone hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murray strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shue hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone, who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsulac hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swindell fires to first and has Orsulac trapped. There's the throw to Bell, who tags Orsulac for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Orsulac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Shue is 0-for-1 in the game. Shue hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Terry Kennedy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Orsilac is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards center. Hall settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hall. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Swindell spins and fires to second, with Bell covering, and Ripken is picked off. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hall hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Hall reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Kennedy to Ripken and they have Clark trapped. The throw over to Murray, who applies the tag for the out. Snyder scores. It's 4-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheets is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sheets hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Shaw strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsulac, who is chasing the ball. Tabler reaches third base with a triple. Franco scores. Upshaw goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Doug Sisk now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Hall hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wade Rowden pinch hits for Jeff Stone. Wade Rowden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rowden hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wade Rowden now playing left field. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.